This powder has to be sifted to separate the husks from the flour. The husks are hard and coarse, and they would not be good food for us, for we could not digest them. Last of all, the miller puts the white flour into sacks and sells it to the baker. Shall we try to find out what wheat flour is made of? Put a handful of the flour into a small bag made of fine muslin, tie up the mouth of this bag tightly, and then squeeze it for about 5 minutes in a basin of water. You will see that the water becomes quite white. Something must be coming out of the flour and passing through the muslin into the water. What can it be? Let the water in the basin stand for an hour, and you will find a white powder at the bottom. Pour off the water and put the white stuff into a saucer to dry on the hob or in the oven. If you mix a little of this dry white powder with a spoonful of boiling water, it swells up into a jelly just like starch. Indeed, the white powder is starch and nothing else. So we see that flour contains a great deal of starch. Now, open the muslin bag in which you wash the flour. Is there anything left inside it? Yes, there is a small quantity of a yellowish white and very sticky substance. The proper name for this sticky stuff is gluten. We may say, then, that flour consists of starch and gluten, but it also contains some water and a very little lime, which the roots of the wheat plant sucked in from the soil.